I wouldn't be your child-free BFF if I didn't share some good products and some good things that I have found. And so today, I'm talking about armpits and liquor. That's up next. Welcome to Not a Mama Life, a podcast for child-free humans. We celebrate being child-free. We honor being child-free. This is a podcast where you are seen and heard and celebrated. We will talk about all things life, how we live our child-free lives. My name is Rafi, your host. Let's do this. Okay, can you relate to this? Wanting to be more intentional with the products that you use and wanting to be safe with the products that you use. So you go out on an adventure on the internet and you look for natural products. So you're looking for products that have maybe essential oils, good oils, some natural things, not aluminum and all the other kind of stuff that can be in different products. So you search hair products, body products, soap, ladies, feminine hygiene products, men, whatever products. And you find many, there are many out there, organic, natural, environmental free, you know, sustainable brands, all these different things. But one thing that I have found in my journey for a natural deodorant is anything but pleasant, in anything but natural, and almost like some of them are kind of like invasive, like just take over your body as far as side effects, I guess you would call, or reactions. So if this is too much information, go ahead and skip and, you know, exit this episode. But I just want to share with you because I found an answer to all of this. So I want to share with you a product that I found. And this came after frustration with natural deodorants. I have tried everything from natural deodorants you can find at Target, CVS, Amazon, Whole Foods. And then I went to deodorants with that were connected with essential oil companies. And the only thing I was left with after all of that exhaustive search, which I would say has probably been about over a year now or more, I was left with rashes under my arms, sticky armpits, stained clothes, residue on my armpits. I mean, it was just horrible. More recently, I found one that completely gave me a rash and also flared up my psoriasis. And I was like, what in the F is going on? Like, what the hell? And I wrote the company, and they basically said that their formula hasn't changed, and it's just your body's reaction, and to keep using it. Well, I kept using it because I had it, and I kept using it because I hadn't found a replacement. Well, fast forward a couple weeks after that, and my amazing friend, Brianna, who is child-free, who did a podcast takeover a couple weeks ago. I'll put the link in the show notes for that, the episode notes. She was talking about a natural deodorant. And I thought to myself, yes, give me all the information I need. I need to know about it now. Well, this amazing deodorant is from a company called Distilled Bath and Body. And this company makes products, primarily deodorants, but they do make soap and they do make clothes. But they primarily do a product that, a deodorant that is based off of liquor. And funny enough, one of the bottles say that the ingredients are good enough to eat or good enough to drink, but they don't recommend that you drink them. So their ingredients are, one, first of all, you read the list and it is so few ingredients. Like they're, you know, it's not a list of full of chemicals or anything like that. It's like true ingredients. And so I thought to myself, wow, the fact that she is ranting and raving and she has had good luck with it, I thought to myself, well, you know, I got to give it a try. So first of all, they're sustainable. I'm going to link, I'm going to have a link in the episode notes that's going to give you $12.50 off. And for that, I think it's worth trying the deodorant just with that coupon. And if you hate it, you hate it. If you love it, you've got it $12.50 off. So it is cruelty-free, vegan, toxic-free, gluten-free, aluminum-free, paraben-free, mining-free, baking soda-free, pesticide-free, triglyceride-free, sadness-free. That goes for fair trade. Free of ingredients not listed. Free of corporate BS. I love that. So I urge you to check it out. Let me give you the names of some of these products because that's also really enticing. So I am currently using Whiskey Vanilla Deodorant. I mean, right there in itself, that just sounds yummy, doesn't it? Whiskey Vanilla Deodorant. Now, once you click on the link, you'll see that almost everything has a perfect rating, and you will see my ratings in there. So I am using a roll-on Whiskey Vanilla Deodorant, and then I'm also using a spray. And once you jump on their website, click on the link in the episode notes here to get your coupon. But once you go to their website, you'll see that there's different options. And coconut rum with lime is the other product I'm using right now. Is that the other one? Yes, that's the other one I've been using. And that sounds delicious. That is the one that actually has on the bottle that it is something you can drink, but they don't recommend it. So how fun is that? So their deodorant line is Pit Liquor. Pit Liquor. So one of the deodorants I'm using is coconut rum. And then the other one is whiskey. I mean, seriously? So I personally feel that it's the liquor, the antibacterial component, the alcohol component that is doing my body really well. So a couple things. I definitely want you to check out the reviews that I have on there. But I have realized that you do have to reapply quite a bit, which is not a deal breaker for me, to be honest with you. So I do reapply, but you can use it for other things. The spray deodorant, read the reviews and read what people are using it for. You will be amazed. And I know that you're going to come and find me over at Instagram at Not a Mama and thank me for introducing this goodness to you. Again, the deodorant line is called Pit Liquor. And the company is Distilled Bath & Body. With the coupon I have in the episode notes, you will get $12.50 off your order. And the Whiskey Vanilla Deodorant is $12.50. So you'll be paying 45 cents for that, plus shipping, I believe. And then the coconut one is $19.95. So they're very affordable. And with that coupon, and then on top of that, once you register to be a customer, there's bonuses. Like if you share on social, you get points. If you follow them on social, you get points. So there's always ways, there are always different ways to get points and get bonuses and get discounts. I promise you, it is worth a try. I'm not saying everybody's going to love it, but I definitely think that everybody should give it a try. And again, remember, head on over to Not a Mama at Instagram and tell me all about your experience. That's a wrap. Thank you, my friend, for hanging out with me. I want to remind you to head on over to the episode notes to check out all the links on how you can connect, follow, support, and share this podcast. Until next time.